ESPN Cleveland Tonight with Dave Skozen. Weeknights at 6, ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Christy Lisi, breaking news. Warriors forward Kevin Durant will play tonight against the Thunder in Oklahoma City despite that sprained ankle. Tip off in an hour on ESPN TV and the ESPN app. The Celtics look to stretch their winning streak to 17 straight in tonight's visit to Miami. Boston currently ranks 27th out of 30 teams in shooting. It has gotten a lot of help from its defense during this run, points out ESPN's Amin El-Hassan.
Make no mistake, they got to get better offensively. This is not going to cut it, them being bottom third in the league. You know, we always talk about defense wins championships. No, good teams on both sides of the ball win championships. So that's got to get better. But in the meanwhile, the shots can come and go. Your defense shows up every night, and that's what they've been doing.
One of the other keys for the Celtics during this run, the play of Kyrie Irving, 65 points in 38 minutes in crunch time, and his player efficiency, 78.0, next best among the over 60 players with at least 25 minutes, 46.0 by LeBron James. The Bucks will be without star Giannis Antetokounmpo tonight against the Suns because of a sore knee. After undergoing microfracture surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his knee, Clippers guard Patrick Beverley will miss the rest of the season, this according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Four-time All-Pro cornerback Darrelle Revis back in the NFL. Revis, who has not played since last season, signing with the Chiefs. KC has lost four of its last five games. Coach Kevin Sumlin says he has not had any recent discussions about his future at Texas A&M. The Houston Chronicle reported yesterday that Sumlin will be fired after the Aggies' regular season finale against LSU, win or lose.
College football on ESPN Radio. The Florida State Seminoles head to Gainesville to face the Florida Gators. Coverage begins Saturday morning at 11:30 Eastern on ESPN and ESPN Radio. Presented by the 2018 Ford F-150.
Do you believe that you can win this fight tonight?
Buckeyes, Wolverines, the game. November 25th on ESPN Cleveland.
What's up, y'all? You know who it is, your boy, the top five dead or alive, J.D. Kiss. And right now, you're checking out my two cousins. Y'all ain't even know they was my cousins, Jalen and Jacoby. Bars, life, sports.
It's time to give the people what they want. It's Jalen and Jacoby.
It's the day before Thanksgiving, and he is Jalen Rose.
What up?
Duh. I am David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
We are Jalen Jacoby on ESPN Radio. What do we do?
We get a people what they want.
Happy holidays to everybody everywhere. It is not very happy holidays in Clipperland. The Clippers started 4-0 this season. The two of us both had high expectations for this team. And since they started 4-0, they have lost 11 of 12, and they have now lost 9 in a row. There they are getting scored on by the Mavs. Patrick Beverley missing shots. He's now going to have surgery. It is a mess for the Clippers. Jalen, we expected much more from the Clippers this season, even though Teodosic and Beverley have been out. Do you think that this loss has led to Steve Ballmer and Jerry West having conversations about replacing Doc Rivers?
Conversations? Those went from text to emails to meetings. That's how that works. There's no analysis I could give for a roster that has Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Lou Williams, and I'll throw in Austin Rivers, who probably played in each of those games to lose 11 of 12 and 9.
Gallinari's been out too, I should mention. But it always seems like the story is injuries with the Clippers. But these particular injuries shouldn't lead to losing 11 of 12.
Well, here's what they lost in the offseason. Of course, we're going to highlight Chris Paul, a terrific playmaker who still gets you 18 points and slows the game down and gets everyone else involved. You lose the engine that made people better. J.J. Redick now. All of a sudden, your catch-and-shoot player that Chris Paul got shots for spreads the floor. He's not there.
Yep.
One of the best isolation one-on-one players to get you a shot late in the clock or get you a four-point play or close game for you, Jamal Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
He's no longer there. So they lost their firepower on the perimeter. You replace him with Teodosic, as you mentioned. He's hurt.
Mm-hmm. Gallinari.
Gallinari. He's hurt. Patrick Beverley. He's hurt. So in theory, again, I want to end this by saying no squad that has those players participate in all of those games should lose the way they've lost recently. And therefore, those meetings, those conversations about Doc are being had.
And Doc Rivers, in a way, has always had the, but we had injuries. You know what I mean? It seems like every time, oh, we were going great. You know, we had these good stretches, but then Blake got hurt. Buck CP got hurt. It seems like every single year there's a reason to keep him around because there are things that happen that are outside of his control that affect the team. But it seems to happen over and over and over again. And this particular losing streak, I am sure they have had some conversations about replacing him.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's kept him around. He's one of the top coaches in the game. That's really what's happening. And so if he does lose the Clipper job, maybe not immediately, but he would chose to have an opportunity to coach. And again, Colin Kaepernick is looking around the NBA like, man, it's foul. Mark Jackson can't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason why he shouldn't be in the league coaching one of these 30 basketball teams with the way he helped nurture and develop a young Golden State Warrior squad that ultimately became what they are now.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. But there's also this. You remember the Clipper team when they went to New York City and they lost and Blake Griffin shot 6 for 18 and he was a minus 20? Well, guess what he did after that? He went out with Kendall Jenner. He goes out late at night until 3 a.m. and that's fine. Like, his work day is different. Like, his schedule's different. I'm not going to get mad at a guy for going out on the town, especially if he's with the person he's involved with. That's fine. My question for you is this is, would bad shooting nights when you're in the NBA, or would losing streaks or bad losses, would that keep you from champagning and campaigning?
How do I gauge success?
Realistic expectations.
So it was different based on the season and the team I played on.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm playing on the Indiana Pacers and we have one of the best records in the game and going to 3 straight conference finals, when you lose a game, it's not time to champagne and campaign. If you do, the optics don't look good. Yep. You got to dial it back a little bit. More importantly, you have to do some soul searching and have whatever fun you have on the lawn.
Let's imagine you get traded to Chicago.
And they have the worst record in the league, and it's February.
Halftime, you're making plans.
No question about it. That's just the way it is. And so, remember, this is your job. Everybody out there that has one understands there's times that you actually need a release, something that relieves your stress. And for a lot of people, that comes in various ways. For some athletes, it's going to come with going out, having a nice dinner, being in the public, listening to some music, enjoying the opportunities that you've been given based on you're putting yourself in a position to be a pro athlete.
So you always say that there will be no LeVar Ball slander in this program, even though he's made a lot of questionable decisions. He's had some questionable quotes, and I questioned a lot of his moves. This one, I don't even think you can back. Here is what he had to say about his son's performance and the coaches of the Los Angeles Lakers. Quote, "They're soft. They don't know how to coach my son. I know how to coach him. I tell him to get the victory. Stop messing around." Well, Luke Walton responded. Let's hear what Luke had to say.
I will say this. I think that he has done a phenomenal job as a father with Lonzo, because Lonzo is a special young man. He's selfless. He's unselfish. His teammates love him. He cares about them. He plays the game the right way. So he's done a great job with that. But we're not concerned with what parents think of how we're coaching the team.
He sounds like a 10-year-old soccer team coach. You know what I mean? He's like, he's a great parent, but we're not concerned with what the parents think about the rotations. Jalen, you always back LeVar. But now he is literally insinuating that he should be coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. This isn't Chino Hills High, Jalen. You cannot back LeVar Ball in this one.
I back Luke Walton also, the son of a Hall of Famer, and Bill Walton, my former colleague who I love seeing call games for this very fine network.
You change the subject.
Luke did a terrific job when he filled in for Steve Kerr, and he earned this Los Angeles Lakers job, not only currently, but for the future.
I love what you're doing. I love what you are doing. What's the solution?
You got to hire LeVar.
Right?
Put him on the payroll.
Jalen.
When you watch an NBA team, it's 35 people sitting on the bench, and it's another 50 sitting behind. I see my brother Amar Rashad in Charlotte sitting on the bench with MJ.
This is what I love about you, is this is why you're such a good friend, is you will just blindly back people. You'll blindly back me no matter what I do. LeVar Ball is talking about, I need to be coaching the Lakers, and you know what you say? He should be coaching the Lakers. LeVar Ball should not be coaching the Lakers, Jalen Rose.
They
he should not be coaching
staff.
The Lakers. But I respect your loyalty, and I respect your passion, and your ride or die-ness.
The Lakers, and I'm not saying he's not good at his job, because he actually is, but just the optics for Los Angeles, hire the Kardashians trainer.
Jalen, you really think LeVar Ball should be a coach of the Lakers?
They can put him on
title,
the staff.
What title do you give him? Assistant trainer?
No, Lonzo's dad. There are so many parents and friends and managers and agents that travel with NBA teams.
You know Randy gets paid by the Cavaliers? I love this. Lonzo's dad. Why not? Magic, Irv, Hall of Fame mogul. Make the call. Get instant gold status at Shell. Join the Fuel Rewards program right now. Go to FuelRewards.com/gold. When we come back on Jalen and Jacoby, we'll be previewing what Jalen calls the Lions Super Bowl and the rest of the football slate for tomorrow's big holiday games.
I don't care who you are, king. What do you call yourself? King, queen, princess, whatever you are. You know what? We're going to fight.
Well, I'm the king, my wife is the queen, and my daughter is the princess, so we got all three covered. Next question, please.
The NBA is on ESPN Radio all season long.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-814-2162. That's 1-800-814-2162.
50 years ago, one special family helped one special child, and Our Lady of the Wayside's mission of supporting individuals with special needs was founded. 25 years ago, one special man took over as president and CEO of Our Lady and helped shape the organization. Celebrate Our Lady of the Wayside's 50th anniversary and honor president and CEO Terry Davis for 25 years with the organization, Thursday, November 30th at La Center in Westlake. For tickets and sponsorship, visit thewayside.org, thewayside.org.
Guys, if you're thinking about it, all right, it's getting that time. If you're one of those guys who has a special girl and you want to get engaged for Christmas, you got to go now to Bookman. You do. Start the process with Josh. You know Josh. He went through all these other jewelry stores and found that it's just a high-pressure, really stressful situation. So he decided, went into business with his father. Then they got their own store. He wasn't going to do that. He was going to make it the cool place to go for dudes for jewelry. And guess what? It is. That's why they advertise on our show. That's why I'm so confident in sending you to Bookman. 8803 Brecksville Road, beautiful Brecksville, Ohio. You can trust them. They're going to stay within your budget. And they have beautiful stuff. Guys, really sharp, beautiful stuff. One-of-a-kind items. The worst thing you want is your girl wearing something else that someone else is wearing. Please go to my friends at Bookman. 8803 Brecksville Road, beautiful Brecksville, Ohio. That's Bookman and Son.
Hartville Hardware and Lumber is celebrating with special savings on Traeger Grills, the original wood fire outdoor grill. Its revolutionary design uses natural hardwood to grill, smoke, bake, roast, or braise. Traeger makes cooking with wood simple. Just set it and forget it. Then feast on the delicious rewards. Stop by Hartville's 3,000 square foot grill zone for up to $100 off select Traeger grills, free assembly, and 10% off grill accessories for a full year. Savings end November 27th. Hartville Hardware, America's largest hardware store.
They don't rebuild, they simply reload. Your Ohio State Buckeyes are back to fight for a spot in the Final Four of college football's elite.
Do you believe that you can win this fight tonight?
Join us right here on the home of the Buckeyes, ESPN 850 WKNR, for Buckeye Game Day with Emmett Golden and Greg Brenda. We bring you news, notes, sound from head coach Urban Meyer, and a look behind the curtain into the locker room. Buckeye Game Day is brought to you by Coors Light, Buffalo Wild Wings, Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, and Mr. Hero. Please enjoy Coors Light responsibly.
Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop is Cleveland's barbecue and fireplace headquarters. The home of Ohio's largest displays of grills and smokers, Heat Exchange has more than 80 models on the showroom floor, as well as an expanded selection of rubs, sauces, marinades, and a huge variety of smoking woods, chunks, chips, and pellets. Stop in to see what's new at Heat Exchange, including the new owners, friendly service, and expert installation. Stop in today.
Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop.
On Lorain Road, 2 miles west of I-480, Lorain Road exit just minutes west of the airport.
Buckeyes, Wolverines, the game, November 25th on ESPN Cleveland.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio. You'll be listening to the sounds of Fabulous and Jada Kiss, who came by the studio yesterday. Big shout to them. If you missed that episode, make sure you download it, listen to it on the podcast. Every Wednesday, we celebrate women. Ladies, make sure you call. Leave us a voicemail, 985-80-JALEN. Happy holidays to everybody. Don't forget, we're always presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. During the holidays, show the most important people in your life just how thankful you are for them. And do you know how you do that? With 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can score 24 multicolored roses for only $24. To order that, to get that deal, that discount, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/ESPN. Jalen. You always say that tomorrow is the Lions Super Bowl.
I'm already tailgating. Soon as this program ends, already getting it started. You know how on Christmas Eve, parents start wrapping gifts and pulling out cookies and milk for Santa? Or on just a normal Saturday turn Sunday, or Friday turns Saturday, where avid football fans of the college or professional game, they start the pregame ritual and tailgating. That's what this is going to be the second this program ends.
Well, we've got a big game. The Minnesota Vikings going into the D and playing the Detroit Lions. Let's talk about the Vikings quarterback situation for a second. Case Keenum was awful under Jeff Fisher and the Rams. Jared Goff was also awful last year under Jeff Fisher and the Rams. Both of those quarterbacks have been pretty good this year. Case Keenum, even more surprising, he's had some solid performances, and now you have Teddy Bridgewater is back. So you've got the third quarterback on the depth chart. Bridgewater would probably be their preferred, Bradford number two, and then Case Keenum number three. If you are the coach of the Vikings, do you start Case Keenum or do you start Bridgewater, assuming Bridgewater's healthy?
I'll start Case Keenum. Because sports, you have to account for something that's not on the scoreboard, that's not on the stat sheet, momentum. And he played really well when given the opportunity. The opposite of what you saw take place in Buffalo when they made their quarterback change, which was a disaster. So based on that, I would keep the quarterback under center for this game, and knowing that not only I got Teddy Bridgewater back, who's been a starter in this league, and I'm happy to see that, but you give him another week or so to kind of just get his bearings back.
Sure.
And when an athlete's been out a long time and he tells you he's ready to go, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I want you to wait a couple of more weeks to be safe. So based on that, I'll start Case Keenum. In fantasy, I'm starting the Vikings defense, which makes me root against my Lions offense, so we can win 3-0.
Well, let me give you some good news for Detroit. They've won the last four Thanksgiving Day games. They've won the last three games against the Minnesota Vikings. They beat the Vikings earlier this year 14-7, and the Vikings are truly one of the best teams in the National Football League.
You listen to me one day.
Do you think the Lions are going to win for real?
It's the Super Bowl.
And we're putting it on wax.
How many games in a row have we won on Thanksgiving?
Four.
That's the longest win streak we've had at any time of any season.
Any streak of anything.
What are you saying? Of course we're going to win. I'm just trying to see.
I'm not so sure.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, my little brother Big Sean is going to be performing, I think. I follow him on Twitter. I think I seen him post something. Maybe he was at the Pistons game. But either way, we're going to have somebody from the city on stage to represent. It's going to be awesome.
And that one starts too early for me, man.
Perfect time.
What's it start? 12:30?
That is perfect.
On the East Coast? That's 9:30.
That's so perfect.
So here's the problem.
What?
And I need your help with this, Jalen. There's a lot of just disproportionately women in my family, especially at Thanksgiving. Just a lot of females around. I think me and my son are probably gonna be the only males at the house. Shout out to Uncle Garrett if he comes by.
Shout out to Q.
And Q isn't exactly the biggest football fan.
Good.
So I'm not even going to try to get the game on in the main television in the living room. I'm going to have my little kid chamber.
On a Women's Crush Wednesday, you're definitely not going
to
try
I'm gonna
that.
I'm going straight to the bedroom. I might even lock the door.
And you know when you talk into a microphone and use term like chamber, that could be considered a fail test.
I guess so, but it's not. I call it my sports chamber.
Okay.
It's my sports chamber. Okay. When there's big games, I go into my sports chamber and I lock the door and I turn off all the lights and I turn the volume up to 100.
Sounds like a Wu-Tang album.
They'll get there eventually. The saga continues to the sports chamber. Now we have the Chargers playing in Dallas against the Cowboys minus Ezekiel Elliott. I think I might skip this one.
I get a lot of fantasy love. I got to see what Phillip Rivers does. Need him to have a big game. Dak struggled last week versus Philly.
You really concerned about your fantasy team, I can tell. You talk about it a lot. Like, because you usually talk about your fantasy team a lot, but you've been talking about it a lot lately.
Well, I'm 7-4. 2 weeks before the playoffs, I'm second place now in the division. Like, I need these two wins.
I don't think you're going to get these wins based on your team. I know your fantasy team more than my own fantasy team now. Because off wax, it's basically all you talk about now. We spend more time talking about your fantasy team than any NBA team out there.
Or anything on the show.
Anything on the show, for sure. I wish you put this just like 1/10 of the effort into the show that you put into your fantasy team. You know, we're going to have to start giving you incentive-laden contract or something. Because it's because there's money at stake. We're going to get you one of those Ricky Williams contracts.
One of them Roger Goodells. That's what I want.
Let's get you one of those Roger Goodells. You don't have to worry about first class. You got a plane for the rest of your life. And then we have what looks like a good game. You know, when you put it on the schedule at the beginning of the year, the New York Giants playing the Washington Redskins. And quietly, Kirk Cousins has been putting together some good performances. Like, so, quietly, he's one of the top half QBs in the league.
A division rival. The division rivalry, just like the Detroit game.
Three of the four teams in the NFC East are playing on Thanksgiving.
And I think the Washington football team finds a way to win.
And we're putting it on wax!
The problem with that is I'm going to look around the house Thursday night, having dinner with Molly's family. Everything is going to be great. If the Lions and Giants lose, oh man, I might have to sleep on the couch.
Yep. That's foul. Yep. You guys need each other to commiserate.
You know? That just sounds good on wax.
Yeah, it does. I don't think anybody really sleeps on the couch. You know what I mean? Like, no, that doesn't happen in real relationships, right?
No, if you out, you out.
Yep. I slept on the floor for a while once, but not for real. What? I got back in there. My wife's
get them, Joy.
My wife's the
best. On a Wednesday.
Shout out.
She run that house. Don't ever forget it. And you, which is two different things.
Very quickly, we are seconds away from Kevin Durant returning to Oklahoma City. Said he's going to play.
Return of the man.
He also said this when he was asked about Oklahoma City. Quote, that stuff right there is going to last forever. That Make stuff is way, way, way forever. More important than a championship. Me and my family didn't just erase those 8 years in OKC. DC and OKC is where we grew up. My mom, my brother, me, and my family didn't just erase those 8 years in OKC. What do you think about that?
Facts.
So I am OKC.
Facts.
I'm still OKC. That
Facts.
Blue is going to be in my blood forever. That place raised me.
Don't sleep on this. That's a lie. Kevin Durant loves what's happening in Golden State. But never say never.
Let me ask you this question.
And he's not burning the bridge.
Let me ask you this question.
He may end up back there one
day.
Will
Kevin Durant fly into Oklahoma City for fun, not for you know, to play the team or not to accept an award, like just for fun.
Nope.
Will he ever do that for the rest of his life?
I'm gonna do you one better. Yes, and for charity. And I'm 1,000% gonna be right on this.
He'll do that. But the point I'm trying to make is
he going to fly
OKC? If he loves OKC so much that he would visit, he would go there. He would keep a house there. He would do something if he loved it so much.
Now, is he going to keep a house there? No. Is he going to keep a vehicle there? No. Is he going to fly there on a Friday or Saturday night to go champagne and campaign?
No.
But he will go back for a charity event.
Yeah, I mean, he'll stay. You know, he'll stay associated with the city.
He cares about OKC.
I believe that. I'm not saying I'm not trying to say he doesn't.
I wish they had a squad.
They should. ESPN Radio is always presented to you by Progressive Insurance. You can pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool and find a price that works for you with Progressive Insurance. Now that's Progressive. Coming up next on Jalen and Jacoby. I made a prediction about a football team based on how their coach eats a sandwich, and it has come true. We'll explain after this.
Welcome in to another version of Mike. Forget it. It's Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, it is.
Coming on November 27th.
I'm not saying that incorrectly.
That is a little insane.
Golic and Wingo, beginning November 27th, 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, it's Riz. Right now, buy one, get one free, no limits, plus zero financing, 36 months, and get free installation. 216-518-8900. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
What are the essentials for winter? Well, good pair of boots, warm coat, maybe a hat, and one more thing, Joby's. Hi, gang, Riz here. Upgrade your immune system this year with Joby's all-natural bee pollen. It's getting colder, and you may not be as active with the shorter days. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins to the rescue. 7 months supply, $99, and the shipping is free. If you don't absolutely love the results, Joe will promptly and happily give you 100% of your money back. Joebees.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-400-1395. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-400-1395. Again, that's 1-800-400-1395.
Get the year's best Serta mattress deals right now during the Serta Black Friday event. Don't miss this once-a-year deal on premium luxury and comfort savings. Choose the incredibly comfortable Serta iComfort Sleep System and get a free box spring. Or customize your comfort and save up to an incredible $1,200 on a Serta adjustable set. Don't miss the Serta Black Friday event. Our best deals on our best mattresses end soon. Hurry in today. Find your local retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
Knowledgeable and friendly.
outstanding service. By far the best car buying experience I've ever had. That's not from us, that's from our customers. We at Mercedes-Benz of Bedford listen to what's important. Give us the opportunity and we'll deliver the experience you deserve. That's why we won the Best of the Best award, because we go the distance to make sure every customer is taken care of. Not only do we guarantee our cars, we guarantee you'll love yours. Experience the difference today at MercedesBedford.com, a driver on the Penske Cleveland team.
Buckeyes, Wolverines, the game, November 25th on ESPN Cleveland. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Brickley, a jam-packed night of action in the NBA. A total of 14 games, including a doubleheader on ESPN. Starting at the top of the hour, we've got the Thunder and the Warriors, Russ versus KD, who point blank says he is done with all this drama.
At this point, I'm done trying to convince people that I love being here. I love playing basketball here. I love going as a basketball player. And the person is not listening right now, so it's about time for me to just go ahead, stop talking about that type of stuff with me, because mainly everybody want to hear the drama. So. I think I'm tired of just telling them how much I love basketball, how much I love growing as a basketball player, as a man here, but eventually somebody will get it.
Durant scoring 30 in each of the three games last season against OKC, who's trying to avoid its second three-game losing streak this month. Lakers and the Kings, game two of the ESPN doubleheader. Celtics seeking the franchise's fourth 17-game win streak in franchise history, about to tip against the Heat. The Clippers have lost nine straight, set to take on the Hawks. League sources telling Woj that Patrick Beverley will miss the rest of the year after undergoing right knee surgery. Giannis Antetokounmpo ruled out for the Bucks tonight against the Suns due to knee soreness. Cavs with an 8-point advantage in the opening quarter on the Nets. NFL news, Chiefs signing 7-time Pro Bowl corner Darrelle Revis. Meanwhile, the Niners announcing C.J. Beathard will remain the starter against the Seahawks. College basketball, Maui Invitational title game, Notre Dame, Wichita State rematch of the 2015 Sweet 16 game. 10 Eastern coverage begins on ESPN2, and it's also available right here on ESPN Radio.
Dallas is 0-2 without Ezekiel Elliott. He serves his suspension. Can they get back in the winner's circle against San Diego on Thanksgiving? We'll ask Todd Archer. It all starts Thursday morning at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Right now it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, the best phones on the best networks with no contracts. Jalen Rose, we have some broken news.
To everyone else, it's breaking news. To Jalen and Jacoby listeners, it's broken news.
Straight Talk Wireless, nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. The Miami Hurricanes football team is at number 2 in the country. They're undefeated. But listeners of this program knew that was going to happen months ago. Let's take a look at a prediction that I made about this Miami team.
So you got 1, 2, 3, and then probably 4, I would say, and then 5. Then if you repeat the process, that's a 10-bite sandwich.
If this man approaches eating a sandwich with this level of detail and pre-production and strategy, there is no way that Miami loses a football game this year. Jalen, what you first saw was Mark Richt, the head coach, explaining his strategy to eating a sandwich. What you saw after that was me claiming that they were going to go undefeated because of the way that he eats a sandwich. I've made so many predictions on this show, most of which do not come true, but the dumbest one that I make is actually coming to fruition. What does this mean?
It means that Miami must close the deal. And shout to the U, to Luke Skywalker, to all of the fans and supporters of the squad. I've been just that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 80s, a couple of teams that I idolized, the early Georgetown, John Thompson teams. And as it transpired later, the UNLV, Jerry Tarkanian basketball teams.
Mr. Revis.
And obviously, the U and the legacy that they had. And when I got a chance to meet a few of those guys, in particular Warren Sapp in the early 90s, That became my squad other than Wolverines.
We know that this is your squad because you've sort of supported this team before on wax. If you take a look at this photo here of you wearing the Miami gear. What's that in your left hand, Mr. Rose? I know your left hand. Is that a basketball?
I know I'm not drinking urine.
No, that's a beer. That's a beer. You have age there?
I'm 21. I have to
I'm not sure you're 21. That looks like college-age Jalen Rose to me. That's what it looks like to me. That looks like college-age Jalen Rose. Well, you've rocked Miami swag, but I think based on this prediction that I made, if it bears out and they go undefeated and win the championship, should they get me a sandwich chain? You know they've got the turnover chain? Should they have a sandwich chain for me?
Like I said, it's just baffling to me to the point where I actually love it. There's so many people in mainstream America are enthusiastic. So many people in mainstream America are so enthusiastic watching young black individuals wear chains. I haven't seen it since, what, Slick Rick? Big Daddy Kane? Mr. T? I love it.
Well, one team we know is not going to go undefeated and we know is not going to be in the college football playoffs is your Michigan Wolverines.
You love
to
do this.
They are playing Ohio State. You are going to the game. And Brady Quinn is on Fox Sports Radio. You remember Brady Quinn. And he said this about Jim Harbaugh and his future at the University of Michigan. He said, quote, I talked to someone who's kind of an insider within that program, and we had a long, drawn-out conversation. What he told me was they're working on a lifetime contract. Jalen, the only lifetime contract I will ever be involved in is with my wife.
And this show.
And you cannot support a lifetime contract for the head coach, Jim Harbaugh. Lifetime.
Why would I not support that?
Jalen hasn't exactly gone undefeated since he got to Michigan, and now he's got his own players. And you never know what's going to happen. Tomorrow's not promised. A lifetime contract, Jalen.
I would do that in a minute if I was the University of Michigan, but it'd have to have an age limit, like 75, 80.
It's something. Yeah. Like,
that's all I'm saying.
We don't need a lifetime contract for anybody in anything. I don't want to see zombie old Jim Harbaugh calling plays from the sideline wearing the same khakis.
Michigan will win versus the Ohio State Buckeyes this Saturday.
What?
Michigan's going to win.
Are you serious?
See, there are games during the year, like Wisconsin. Props to them. I hope they get into the playoff. It's great to see them come up. It's great to see Penn State come up. It's also for the Big Ten.
You know we're recording this.
But the biggest game of the year is happening this Saturday. Ohio State at Michigan. And all I know is we will be celebrating afterwards.
All I know is we'll be playing this tape on Monday, and we'll get your response on Jalen and Jacoby after they get blown out by at least 3 touchdowns. Some things about Thanksgiving we've discussed are cultural, but a lot of things about Thanksgiving are regional. And our colleagues over at 538, they did a poll of over 1,000 people from all over the country, and they constructed this map that you're seeing here. This is basically the disproportionately apparent regional side dishes. So these are the most popular side dishes in these regions, but these are the ones that are most specific to these regions. You've got squash in the Northeast, mac and cheese in the Southeast. You got cornbread, right where you'd expect it, right around Texas and the surrounding states. The Midwest is green bean casserole. And then the whole western side of the country is salad. I have a lot of questions about this, but number one, have you ever had salad with your Thanksgiving meal?
Absolutely not.
I've never had salad with my Thanksgiving meal. It's never been discussed. It's never even been a thing. Why would we do that? What are we going to do? Cut up some carrots and cucumbers and put them next to the mac and cheese and the mashed potatoes? No one's going to touch the salad.
You're not going to eat salad with turkey.
However, I saw that your state of Michigan, green bean casserole?
Rolls and biscuits.
That was Michigan? Oh, green beans is a little bit to the west of that?
Yes.
We don't have a lot of green bean casserole in my Thanksgiving.
No, I've never had it.
Also not a lot of squash either. Well, when we come back on Jalen and Jacoby, we've got some statue news. And we're going to look at our senior statue analyst, not just of ESPN, but of the world, to break that down. That is next on Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN2.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
Here's James, and he puts it off the window and gets it himself to slam it home.
Now that was great. That's a highlight. Oh.
And always on the ESPN app.
Have pain you can't ignore?
then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription, safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
This is Charles Osgood. If you reminisce about the good old days when tax compliance was merely absurdly complex, it's time. Yes, it's time for Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax with real-time tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out more at avalara.com. That's AVALARA.com.
Hi, gang, Riz here for Northeast Factory Direct, and they are so excited they are now offering an exclusive custom American-made line called the Alex Vale Collection with over 30 different sofas, sectionals, chairs, and ottomans, and the starting price is only $7.99. You pick out your piece, then choose from 100 different fabric patterns, colors, accent fabrics, and more to design your own personal piece. Check out everything else they have at Northeast Factory Direct, West 140th in Cleveland, or online, northeastfactorydirect.com.
Hammer here, and guys, you know, I tell you all about the team at Ganley Volkswagen, Subaru, Alfa Romeo, and Fiat, located on the Bedford Auto Mile, how they have a great work environment, the safest vehicles around, and treat every customer like family. They also make car buying so easy with a huge selection of Volkswagen, Subarus, Alfa Romeos, Fiats, cars, trucks, SUVs, plus factory-trained service technicians, and the ease of scheduling your service online. Go to GanleyBedfordImports.com, and remember, gotta get a car, gotta get it at Ganley.
What are the essentials for winter? Well, good pair of boots, warm coat, maybe a hat, and one more thing, Joby's. Hi, gang, Riz here. Upgrade your immune system this year with Joby's all-natural bee pollen. It's getting colder, and you may not be as active with the shorter days. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins to the rescue. 7 months supply, $99, and the shipping is free. If you don't absolutely love the results, Joe will promptly and happily give you 100% of your money back. Joebees.
Hey, it's Emmett, and you know I lived with terrible back problems, but that all changed thanks to my friends at Soul and Spine and Wellness. Dr. Hoover and his team changed my life, and the best part, no drugs, no knives, no lasers, just technology to help your back heal itself. Avoid surgery with lumbar decompression. It can help with sciatica, disc injury, leg pain, and back pain. Tell them that we sent you, and your initial consultation is just $29. Book your appointment now at soulandbackpain.com or call 440-248-5000.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champ, and he's just a regular dude. The Next Level with Emmett and Gerard. Weekdays at 3, ESPN 850 WKNR.
As we continue to dedicate today's program to Freddie and Jason, a.k.a. F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S and J to the moi.
It's also Women Crush Wednesday. Every Wednesday we celebrate women. Today we have our guest from yesterday, Fabulous and Jada Kiss, celebrating women on Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio on Wednesday, on Thanksgiving Eve, on the ESPN app, on Sirius XM Channel 80.
We on.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We don't have too many guests on this show. When we do, you know they're good, and they appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. You can also hit us up on our 1-800-FLOWERS Twitter feed. That is at Jalen and Jacoby. Appearing now on our Pennzoil Performance Line, our voicemails. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us voicemails. If you leave voicemails, we'll play them on the show just like this.
Hi, Jalen and Jacoby. This is Nicole calling from L.A. I've been listening to your show for years, and so has my husband. Shout out for years on the podcast, and I have a question. Boss move or boss move, bringing Tupperware to someone else's Thanksgiving dinner? I need to know.
Thank you, Nicole. We appreciate the love. What up, Dota, LA? Shout out to her husband as well. Is it a soft move or boss move to bring Tupperware to somebody else's Halloween, somebody else's Thanksgiving, somebody else's Christmas, somebody else's spot?
Boss move.
Boss move.
Boss move. Let me say something, an unpopular opinion about Thanksgiving. Because it's Thanksgiving Eve. We got to have some Thanksgiving-themed content. I have Thanksgiving in my house because we have a lot of children. When you have a lot of children, people come to you, okay? Here's something that I wish would happen. I wish everyone left with all the food. I wish there was zero leftovers in my house. I don't want to see any of that food on Friday. I don't want to see any of it. I would like that so much. Reggie's in my ear already mad, and I can tell from your face you disagree. Leftovers are an overrated part of Thanksgiving. I try to get rid of as much of the food to the guests that come over as possible, and my wife gives me a look when she sees me scooping the mac and cheese a little heavy for aunties. She gives me a look like, you know, that's our mac, and that's what I plan on eating all day, all weekend.
A couple of things. So we are opposite views at a lot of things, mm-hmm. which makes our program tick to me. And to me, this reminds me of our first class versus coach debate. One of the things I like about Virgin Airlines.
Wait. No. Don't try to twist this into your first class thing again.
Shout out.
One thing I like about Virgin Airlines is that they put a little barrier up, like for the club, between coach and first class.
Mm-hmm.
They try to deter you from using the lavatory up front. I'm the opposite of you on this one. It's refreshing. I don't eat or love many leftovers, but I do leftovers Mm-mm. because I'm a cook. But more importantly, Thanksgiving dinner, it does taste better, in particular the turkey, better the next day.
I'll tell you why the turkey sandwich is a pass for me, okay? The turkey that you cut for Thanksgiving plate, you slice it a little thicker than you would for a sandwich. So you end up with a thick slices of turkey in your sandwich. They're like big chunks of turkey. I would prefer it to have a thin slice, like a cold cut slice, if I'm going to have a sandwich. Because I don't like big, chunky, chewy, sort of like chicken breast side chunks of turkey in my sandwich. What? And no matter how much mayonnaise and pepper and whatever you put on there, it's still just going to be a big, chunky turkey. And I think everyone knows that turkey is an overrated part of the meal anyway. Turkey's not that good. Like, there's a reason you only eat it once a year. You don't make a turkey any other time of the year. You don't.
It depends on what type of turkey. Have you ever had deep fried turkey?
No, I'm a white person.
Okay. You need to have deep fried turkey.
I would love to. I heard it's dangerous to make, so yes. I'm not into that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And like I said, I host every year. I don't have what it takes. I don't have the utensils. I'm not getting involved.
So for everybody keeping score, this is amazing. Jacoby has never had deep fried turkey, but that's not the point. Is that I'm a snob when it comes to first class. He is when it comes to eating leftovers.
I don't like leftovers. I work too hard. I want hot food. You know what I mean? I work too hard.
Same way I feel about using the bathroom and putting my luggage up in first class.
I work too hard for this. I'll take some hot food. I know that makes me sound bougie or whatever, but I've had this opinion since I was broke.
Bad.
I don't want yesterday's food. You know? I don't want yesterday's food. I want today's food. Unless it's some Chinese, because then I can rock with that.
Well, you better keep a job.
I'm trying. Thank you so much for the call, Nicole in L.A. Shout out to you and your boyfriend.
Shout out.
Husband and your boyfriend. Just playing Nicole. Just playing Nicole. Let's listen to the next voicemail.
I have a question for Jacoby. This is Monica Driver from Flint, Michigan, by way of Dayton. Question. When my family comes, they always take plates of food home. Do you have the same issue? I'm only asking because I'm African American. Sometimes my family will come in, they'll make a plate to go before they sit down and eat. Let me know what goes on with your family. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Nicole. Big shout out to Flint Town. I know you're still dealing with the water crisis or whatnot. I wish it was something that dominated the national headlines, that people are using water like a third world country right now in Flint, Michigan. Mm-hmm. So I'll take this platform to do so. And I'll fall back and let you answer her question, because you notice she didn't ask me anything.
I think her name is Monica.
Yep.
You notice, let me repeat, she didn't ask me anything.
No, you got her name wrong too. She said she had a question for Jacoby. And then while she says talking, you point to yourself like, I gotta talk. That's what it is doing a show with you. She asked me a question pointedly. Like, Jacoby, this is a question for you.
I never answer her question.
I know.
But I wanted people to realize there's a reason why she didn't ask me.
Well,
I know what you're going through.
We've already covered the leftovers things. I prefer people leave. But usually it's on the way out when the to-go plates are starting to be talked about. And here's one reason is you have the initial Thanksgiving dinner and everybody hangs around so long that, like, you kind of go back to the food at some point. You know, you go Thanksgiving dinner, and then you go to Zernt's, but then it's like 4 hours later, and you napped, or you watched the Lions lose or whatever, and you just go back to the food.
Always taking shots.
You always go back. I go back to my favorites. You know, the mac and cheese, which my wife makes me call it the crack and cheese because it's so addictive, and it's not good for you. But it's funny that she says that because she says she's African American. You notice how she assumed that I did not have a very diverse family. You know, I think she thought that perhaps that we had the Caucasian only Thanksgiving. But it's a very mixed group at my Thanksgiving table.
And like I said, there's a reason why she didn't ask me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this respectfully. My mom is the queen of to-goes and carry-out.
Really?
She is person that goes to a restaurant and orders carry-out.
Yeah, you do that too.
Correct. That's
I've seen
you
do it all the time. I've seen you do it all the time. It's one of the more baffling things in the world.
No question about it.
You would eat dinner and you'd be like, oh, let me get this entree to go home. I'm like, well, who is that for? Are you like me later? I just like to have it around the house.
And the other thing I want to make sure I stress, it's a boss move to make a plate as soon as you get to the spot.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm going to say that's kind of rude.
Yeah. It's flagrant.
It's kind of rude.
I like these specific items. I'm going to make sure
I'm making
I eat
sure
some
that
here
I reserve these.
And later.
Are we going to take a Sharpie, put your name on it, and put it in the fridge too?
Yes.
Is that what's going to happen?
No, you put a plate on top of a paper plate, and then you put your initials on it, and then you put a foil or a Ziploc around it.
Oh, no. See, I'm going Tupperware. Like, you know, you have to take it home. Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't want to leak in stuff in the car, in the passenger seat, or whatever. It's hard. And also, if you're Thanksgiving, you plan on drinking, don't drive. Just take an Uber.
Word up.
Nope. Just take an Uber.
Word up.
You know?
Shout out.
It's just not, that's not good for anybody. Not safe. Never drink and drive.
Preach.
Let's listen to another female voicemail. Don't forget, if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. Wednesdays, we always celebrate the kinder, more intelligent, more mature, and just generally superior gender, the women. So we have all female voicemails today. Let's listen to this.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby, soft move or boss move? Making your password on your work computer Jacoby Juice so that every time I arrive at work in the morning and log on to my computer, I think of Jalen and Jacoby, my favorite podcast in the world. All right, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
That's a boss move. However, giving your password out to a nationally syndicated radio program and podcast and television show might not be the boss's move.
She never said where she was from.
She didn't say where she worked. That's right. It's a boss move. First of all, it's a huge boss move. It's flattering, too. Now I know how you feel when people get named after you. I was a little like blushing just the fact that she has her password with my name in it, and you've got human beings running around the planet named after you.
Huh, that's definitely a boss move. And the thing I love about our dynamic is that we have people that love both of us, but it's always great when people love only one of us. And that happened to us recently, mm-hmm. where a guy elbowed and pushed me out of the way.
No, he handed you his phone.
Just so I could take a picture with him and David Jacoby.
And I bet he posted it and didn't even give you the photo credit either.
That
would have been a boss move if he just wrote the photo icon and then wrote Jalen.
He came up to us. He was like, Jalen, you are all right, but you're not real.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jacoby.
Can you take a picture of us? It's the guys with the Celtics hats on. You know what I mean? Because they know me through Bill Simmons, like from the OG Jacoby, like literally 8 years ago, talking about Jersey Shore. Those were some of my favorite times in media. Big shout to the Podfather, as always, the first person to ever put me on.
Shout out.
Mike, to speak and be distributed. We are brought to you by the 2018 Ford F-150 truck. It doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar. Really appreciate those calls. We have time for one more. Let's hear it, Reg.
Hey, Jalen, Jacoby, it's Michelle calling from Maine. You guys are really welcome to come visit anytime you want. It's pretty boring here. I'm going to keep my questions simple, all right? Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston? That's it. You guys are doing a great job. Keep giving the people what they want. See ya.
Big shout to Maine.
No doubt about it.
New England.
I appreciate the invite. You never know. It might be a plane connection. It may be an appearance. It may just be an opportunity to go visit.
You know, you get kidnapped, a hostage situation. You end up in Maine. You escape. You know, you need some safe haven. Who knows what could happen? You end up coaching a G League team in Portland. Life isn't promised. But her question?
It's an easy one.
It's easy.
Easy.
Mariah Carey all day. I'm kidding.
I was about to stand on this table.
I could tell the look on your face. It's like, I'm disrespecting you in so many different ways. You've never looked at me like that when I picked Mariah Carey over Whitney Houston.
No, man, it's Whitney. This relationship was going to be
it's
over.
It's Whitney. It's Whitney. It's Whitney.
It's Whitney. No
it's
doubt
Whitney,
about
it's
it.
It's Whitney. It's Whitney.
It drops the mic.
However, you know I like to watch reality TV. My wife found a Mariah Carey reality show, and I'm really glad that she made some changes with the people around her, because sometimes you can just tell. I've been in the media game a long time. Sometimes you can tell, like, the people around you are not the this isn't the cream of the crop, Mariah, and you are the cream of the crop. You need to get the people around you right. Or they just cast the show with a bunch of, you know, people that weren't great at it to give it drama. Who knows? But shout out to Mariah Carey and that show. But
shout
it's
out.
Whitney over Mariah 10 times out of 10.
Preach.
Coming up next on Jalen and Jacoby, we have the senior statue analyst, not just of ESPN, but of the world, and some big statue
of the world.
Give the people what they want, what they want, what they want.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
Here's Curry finding Durant, driving, fades, fires over Carver and hits. He's delivering an MVP performance up to 37.
Well, what a show.
And always on the ESPN app.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Hey, it's Riz. Every day's Black Friday at Northeast Factory, but this one's special. The new East Side location is open, the old B&B appliance location on Lakeland Boulevard in Euclid. And Alex is throwing a big party to celebrate the grand opening of the new East Side. Friday, there will be some furniture in both locations drastically reduced, even more than it usually is, plus food and fun prizes throughout the day. Northeast Factory Direct, West 140th Cleveland, and the new East Side location, Lakeland Boulevard in Euclid, Friday.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches. In the green box with a blue wave.
Folks, shopping for engagement rings can be tricky because you don't really know what your girl likes. Believe me when I tell you, no matter what your budget is, no matter what you, folks, guys, you got to get a ring that she likes. This is where Josh Bookman and his team come in. They ask you a series of questions, help narrow down the decision from hundreds of rings to maybe one or two. What does she do for a living? Does she tend to dress up or does she prefer to stay casual? Does she wear a lot of jewelry? Simple things like this will help Josh find the perfect ring for your fiancé to be. This is just another thing that they do at Bookman to make you comfortable, to make the experience pressure-free. Josh and his team are there to guide you all along the process. Guys, trust the Bookmans. Christmas is coming up, holidays. Maybe you are thinking about getting engaged. Guys, if you are, it's time to go Bookman. They're at 8803 Brexhill Road in Brexhill, right at like 82 and 21, and online, bookmanandson.com. Remember, they are family-owned and operated, and their name is on the door. Bookman.
Join MedWish International Young Professionals Group, a nonprofit organization dedicated to repurposing discarded medical supplies and equipment to provide humanitarian aid in developing countries and disaster-stricken areas, on Giving Tuesday for Sip and Sort. Donate your time to MedWish's life-saving mission while also deepening your professional network. Help MedWish sort through medical supplies while enjoying drinks and small bites. Registration closes on November 22nd. Learn more at MedWish.org/YPG. That's MedWish.org/YPG.
The First Tee is an international youth development organization introducing the game of golf and its inherent values to young people. The First Tee values educational programming embedded in 9 core values through the game of golf, changing young lives one swing at a time. Kids growing up today are exposed to many life-changing experiences, and the First Tee teaches a set of values so that their experience is positive. Help us make a difference in Northeast Ohio. Visit thefirstteeakron.org or thefirstteecleveland.org today.
Emmett Golden and Gerard Cherry, weekdays at 3 on your home for Cleveland Browns football. ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.